All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Robert Wetham, exclusively on All Business Media.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the show. My next guest is an energy healer and licensed acupuncturist in San Francisco, California. Please welcome the owner of Energetic Therapeutics, Angel Clark. Hello, Angel.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. How are you today?
Good, doing really well.
All right, that's good news. So, Angel, tell me a little bit about what you do.
So, I do energy healing, and I do acupuncture, and I do both in some of my sessions, and I also do it's termed esoteric acupuncture, and it's just a slightly different form of acupuncture based on the chakra system and the energy bodies.
All right. Can you explain what that is?
Yeah. Sure. Esoteric acupuncture. It's acupuncture using some of the same points. Mostly there's 360 points to up to 2,000 points on the body that acupuncturists utilize. So it's using a lot of the same points, but it's using it to not only move the energy through the meridians, which is what traditional acupuncture does, it's also working on what we call the chakra system and the different energy bodies that are part of the makeup of our energetic. The physical body, and then you have the astral body, and then you have the mental bodies, and there's just kind of more of that happening. So we're working on many more levels. That's esoteric acupuncture. And then on the energy healing, I do distance energy healing, and I do in-office energy healing. And those are not acupuncture, but they are working on looking at people clairvoyantly and giving them healing, looking at all these energy bodies of what I was talking about, and also doing chakra balancing as well.
Okay, so how did you learn how to do all of this?
Well, I went to acupuncture school, and I went through what is called a clairvoyant training program. So those are the two main places, but I did massage therapy for many years prior to being an acupuncturist. And, I learned a lot about the body through that, and then I decided to keep going, and I went into acupuncture school, and then I knew I wanted to focus on the energy side of things, and then I found the clairvoyant training program, and I started to go into that, and then I went into hands-on healing class after that, which is an energy healing, and learned about a bunch of different modalities, and then I kind of have taken what I've learned and what I'm still currently learning, and I kind of smush it all together, and then I come up with the types of healing that I do.
Okay. All right. So, What actually interests you in this?
Healing people is what interests me. So helping people become their best selves is really what I'm looking to do. So whether that's helping them through pain on a physical level, or maybe it's, an illness that they're having, or even fertility issues. I have a lot of women coming in for fertility or, women's disorders and whatnot. Or helping them through trauma, or helping them reach their goals or make changes or transformations in their life. A lot of times people are at turning points in their life where they're having trouble getting through relationship issues or work issues or family issues, and I'm there to help them and assist them through those transitions and to get to where they want to go. So no matter whether it's a physical or emotional or mental or spiritual issue, I'm there to help them out.
Okay, all right. So what are some of the hard parts or challenges about doing this type of work?
Challenges? Wow. Let's see. I have to be my best self. So to be a healer, you're constantly having to look at the self. So I'm always having to go, okay, where am I not necessarily, what am I not looking at within my life so that I can be a better person, so that I can help and assist others, if that makes any sense. So the challenge is a constant challenge of having to kind of focus as well on myself, not distracted that, oh, I have to heal this other person, or I have to go outside of myself, but also taking that time to look inside myself and challenge myself to grow and change so that I can be ready for whatever comes my way and for whatever issues other people have. I can help them through it because I've already maybe done the work myself, or I'm open to doing that work myself. So it's definitely a lot of self-reflection and self-care as well, having to care for myself on a constant basis so that I can be physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually ready to help others. Yeah.
Good answer. I like that. Very good. So what are your goals now moving forward? What do you hope to accomplish?
Well, first of all, to continue to be there for my clients and for people who find me. And on a larger level, and hopefully in the not too distant future, I'm hoping to be able to teach more. I have taught in the past. I've taught in energy, and I've taught massage therapy, and I've taught in energy classes, and I've taught, different things, but I'd like to start to teach a little bit more to be able to give back to larger groups of people instead of one-on-one is fantastic, and I love that, but I would also like to be able to reach more people and assist them in learning some of the things that I've learned,
Okay, so how can people contact you if they would like more information?
Yeah. So, my website is energetictherapeutics.com. So, it's a long word, and then there's an S at the end. So, energetictherapeutics.com. And then I'm at angel@energetictherapeutics.com. That's my email. And my phone number is 415-710-4833. And it's always better to text than call first. But feel free to contact me in any of those ways.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, listen, Angel, thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate your time, too.
This is the Professionals Roundtable, All Business Media FM. Thank you very much for listening. We'll be back with more after this.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Robert Wetham, exclusively on All Business Media.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.